Joining us on Static this evening, it is fantastic to have all three members of Spirit of the Beehive, Zach, Rivka, and Corey from Philadelphia. How are you all?
Yes.
Good.
Great.
Happy to be here.
I'm glad to hear from you guys, and it must be so great to put a record out after being trapped at home so much. Does it feel positive to be able to send a signal out into the wider world?
It's feeling good.
Yeah, it's exciting.
And despite this being the fourth album for Spirit of the Beehive, this one was an album of change as well. This is your first album entirely self-recorded and produced. So by doing that, do you get a truer vision or do you suffer more grief? Like, what was it like for the three of you to take the reins completely yourselves?
Pretty liberating, honestly. Felt good to be in charge of every aspect and also a learning experience for sure.
On past records, Zach, have you been trying to explain things to someone else and it just hasn't been getting through?
It tends to get through. It's just kind of, it just makes me feel like I'm annoying. So I'd rather just do it myself, I guess, now.
Do you have to find the right words to describe what you want? It's not always easy in the heat of the moment.
Yeah, you're like, make it slinky. And they're like, what does that mean? And you're like, I don't know. You should know.
And perhaps the other biggest shifter this time around was that you went from a two-piece to a three-piece. So welcome in, Corey. What was it like to join the band and be a part of this record?
It was cool. It was also a learning experience for me. It was like the first record that I had done basically purely through email. We really weren't able to see each other when we made this record. So yeah, it was cool and, you know, stressful at times without like being able to talk about things and only sending files back and forth.
So for all intents and purposes, you guys really weren't in a room together making this album a lot of the time?
Not at all.
Well, me and Rivka were in a room together, but Corey was not in that room. He was in a different room.
And do you sort of feel discombobulated making a record that way, or did you find out a way to make it work, Zach?
No, we got pretty quickly accustomed to working this way, and obviously it's not ideal, but we figured out how to communicate without being in the same room, so it worked out.
You didn't even need to be in the same cities together, you know? You could have been anywhere, right? I can't believe you're all in Philly.
That's true.
It's true.
Could have been anywhere.
I guess making it that way must suit you guys, because it feels like once you have a basic song down, then do you play around a lot with manipulating it, adding or subtracting noise and samples and so on? Do songs go through a lot of iterations?
Yeah, for sure. Pretty much that's all that happens, honestly.
Yeah, there's like 30% of stuff up front, like recording everything, and then like the last 70% is fucking shit up and messing with it and mixing. Maybe even more than 70%.
30% recording, 80% mixing or whatever.
It's almost like sending a chain letter, is it? It keeps changing every time someone gets it.
Yeah, it's like a game of telephone.
And how do you keep track of what the latest file name is? Are you pretty good at archiving everything?
No,
or
no, not at all.
We're very bad.
No, it's bad. It's like mix number one, mix good, two, mix bad,
also,
number two.
We like call it final halfway through. And then it's like final, real, final, please.
Also, we use a lot of made up words. So sometimes things will be called like the Blippo Butt or like the Stoopy Top, and you're like, wait, which one was Stoopy Top? Which one was Blippo Butt? I don't remember. It's awful.
I think you guys in Spirit of the Beehive need an intern just to keep track of all that.
That'd be cool.
That would be sick.
Unpaid, of course.
If anybody wants to do that.
And the other thing with labeling all your songs, all the titles on your previous albums had been written in lowercase, and now they're all written in caps lock on this one. Does that mean this is a bigger, bolder record for Spirit of the Beehive?
Yeah, it means we're done fucking around.
The caps lock button was broken. No, I don't know. I mean, I think just a big part of that was we had to go through a lot of channels to get our name technically switched from the Spirit of the Beehive to Spirit of the Beehive. And I guess during that process, we decided to do this record in all caps, but doesn't necessarily mean it's going to stay that way forever.
I think it suits the songs because they are much more denser and more detailed than anything you've done before as well.
Well, thank you. I feel that.
And what are a lot of the samples on this album? Like at the start of There's Nothing You Can't Do, do you guys keep track of all those as you're doing them? Or sometimes when you listen back after an album's finished, do you even wonder half the time what you have sampled in there?
Well, Zach does most of the digging for the samples, but that one particularly is a soap commercial. Is that right?
It's a commercial. I don't remember what product it was for because it's been almost a year since recording the record, but a lot of it is just YouTube deep dives, looking through stuff and turning it into plunderphonic type music.
Yeah, that is a lot of work in itself. Your band's website is called Found Footage Limited. So you have grabbed stuff from a lot of these kind of rabbit holes you've gone down on the internet, Zach?
Yeah, I've been on some pretty bad rabbit holes for like a week straight. I was watching Airsoft videos where they do, you know, it's like paintball, but it's with Airsoft, and some pretty wild military type guys just going buck and like shooting each other. It's really weird, but I don't know how I ended up there, but I probably sampled it.
Do a lot of those samples have to be relatively undetectable to avoid having someone come out of the woods after you've released a record and ask you to pay for them?
Let me just say that we've pushed the envelope pretty hard and we haven't been shut down yet. So I'm not going to delve into the details of where some of these samples come from, because some of them are in the mainstream. Let me just say that.
If it's something recognizable, do you then just pitch it down or something to make it a bit less detectable?
You got to affect it, and you got to make sure you use less than 10 seconds is a good rule.
Oh, really? Okay, so you think that's a legal sort of loophole? Less than 10 seconds you'll get away with?
It is in my head. I don't know if that's official or not, but less than 10 seconds seems like a move.
And while we're talking about all the technical stuff, how do you get that tape rewind sound? Is this something that you, again, have just sampled from someone else rewinding a tape, or do you have to physically put your hands on a tape and make it warp? Is there sort of a technique to it?
I mean, we've done it in the past with actual tape, but you want me to divulge the sauce. Basically, you take a track in Ableton and you transpose it down very quickly. It sounds like a tape stop.
Yeah, just like pitch shifting it and doing it in a specific way, kind of.
You just got to get the timing right. Like, we don't have very much analog gear in our apartments and basements, but with the older records, we did record a lot of it to 2-inch tape and physically stop the tape and manipulate it.
And despite the melange of noise and a lot of musical trickery, are parts of this Spirit of the Beehive record also more straightforward? I mean, how autobiographical is a song like Bad Son?
It's pretty autobiographical.
It's got a heartbreaking line in it, Zach. I don't have love, I just sympathize nice.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a true story. We don't often write like that, but it just felt right for that song to do something about my actual life rather than like an actualized life. You know, there was no room for pause for that. That was definitely one of the songs that came together pretty quickly, and the subject matter was made itself evident, you know.
There's also a real beauty in the harmonies on a song like Wrong Circle. So you guys really aren't just making willfully oddball songs. It feels like there's a lot of heart in this Spirit of the Beehive record too.
Yeah, that song's all Rifka and Corey. That was kind of cool because I don't think there's ever been a Spirit song that I did not sing on at all. So it was really interesting and made me very happy to have that be a thing.
Zach, when and if you can ever play shows again, that can be your drink a beer song then. You need to look forward to that.
Oh yeah, I'm getting the F off the stage and they can do whatever the H they want because I am not sticking around for something that I'm not a part of.
And guys, is this album title as nihilistic as it sounds, calling this record Entertainment Death? I mean, are they the two things in life that you're certain of?
I don't know if I'd call it nihilistic.
It's just realistic.
Yeah. It just kind of feels like in this day and age that there's a certain necessity for constant content. And at the end of it, you know, what really is there to prove or anything? You're just going to die anyway, you know?
The opening lyrics on the first song, Entertainment, include "Entertainment only remains while I keep descending." So I think it might be saying you're leaving this record behind when you go.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's true. Yeah, I guess that's the hope.
Yeah, but I don't even think that the subject matter of death is nihilistic either. I don't think it's nihilistic. I think it's very positive.
Well, Rivka, as long as we end on a positive note as well, it's so great to have this album out. And I hope the next record you guys don't have to make remotely. I hope you can see a little bit more of each other.
Oh, yeah. We're going to go. We're going to do it even further apart.
We're all moving somewhere else.
Yeah.
Zach's going to Antarctica, right?
No, I'm going. I'm moving next to you.
Come on down. Yeah. We might have a listen to Give Up Your Life off the Spirit of the Beehive album right now. But Zach, Rivka and Corey, it was great to talk to you on Static.
Hey, thank you for having us.
Yeah, thank you for talking to us.
Great to hear from you. Look after each other. And this is Spirit of the Beehive on Static. Thanks.
Thank you so much.
Your message here.